I reckon you can any more than friend or family.
சம்பு குமாரோ கபிலா மனோ தாது செய்து பிள்ளாதோ ஜனகோ பீஷ்மா பொலி வையா சிவாம் மகாஜன் அத்தாரிட்டி மௌனி ஜானிய தர்ம பாகவத கதா குஹம் விசுத்தம் துர்போதம் ஜங் ஜாத்தா அமிர்தம் அஸ்மிருதி. சோ தி சயன்ஸ் ஆஃப் கிருஷ்ணா இஸ் வெரி டிஃபிகல்ட் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். துர்போதம் மீன்ஸ் வெரி வெரி டிஃபிகல்ட் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். Therefore, you have to approach the Mahajan. People try to understand which is impossible to understand by their own effort. That is a great mystery. Therefore, this very word is used, Durbodham. What is reason and what is God? That is very, very difficult to understand. The basic injunction is, in order to understand, one must approach bona fide spiritual Gurubodh. Guiham Visuddham. Why Gurubodham? Why it is very difficult to understand? Because it is transcendent. Visuddham. Beyond the range of this material atmosphere. Our knowledge is, we get knowledge after creation of this body. Therefore, all knowledge is material. We tax our brain, which is a material production. So there is no possibility of understanding religion or God by taxing the material membrane, what is it called?
Membrane.
Yes. That is not right. But those who are grossly materialistic, those who do not know that beyond this materialistic body there is this soul, they cannot understand. For them, this yogic principle is recommend to exercise this body. As if by exercising the body, he will understand God and understand the religion. After the yoga system is not recommended for the first class man. First class man, they know that by gymnastic process or exercising the material senses, one can understand God or religion. It is God. Therefore, another name of Krishna or God is Adhokhari. Adha means falls down. And Akhaja means, Akha means direct experience, direct seeing, direct touching. And Ja means board, knowledge board of direct perception of the senses. This is called akhaja. And adha means where akhaja, the direct perception of material senses, is cut down. There is no possibility. Then he is called adhokhaja. Therefore, Krishna's other name is adhokhaja. Beyond this sense perception knowledge. Anthasu koti satavastha sampravam. We cannot understand God or religion by our mental speculation, hidden by the speed of mind, manasa, manasastu koti satavastra, and the speculation continued to hundreds and hundreds of years. Panthasu koti satavastra. Sata means hundred, and koti means 10 million. So 10 million into hundred, there is unlimited time. If you go on speculating, such speculation, panthasu koti, still construction of God or religion will remain incomplete. Panthasu koti satavastra sampragamna vayu rathapi. By airplane, with the speed of the mind, there are different airplanes and they have got different speed. Now, if you manufacture an airplane which runs with the speed of the mind, you know the speed of the mind, within a second you can travel millions of miles. So, the airplane running on that speed, thinking for millions of years, still you cannot approach the abode of Krishna or understand Krishna. Only you can understand by His mercy. Only by the mercy of Bhakta Mamavijana. Bhakta Mamavijana. Just like Krishna is voluntarily offering Arjuna to understand Bhagavad Gita. He is not going to converse anyone. Arjuna, you understand. He will be able to understand because you are my devotee. So, for a devotee only, the door of God is open. For others, there is no passage. Therefore, it is called Gurubodha. Gurubodham jam jata. But somehow or other, if you can understand the principles of religion and God, then immediately he becomes immortal. Immortal means he is no longer going to accept any material body. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Janma karma me digmam jajanati tattata sakta dihaṁ punat janmanaiti māmiti kaunta. Anyone who can understand in truth, not ephemeral, substantial, if one understands what is Krishna, how he appears, what are his activities, what is our relation, these things, when one understands, immediately he becomes liberated. Such person, giving up this body, no more comes into the material world. The same thing is here. The jatva, if one can understand what is religion, what is Krishna, only by this understanding, jatva, amritam asrita. Amrita. Amrita means death. A means none, not, negation. So amritam asrita. He drinks nectarine. The word nectarine, sudha. You know, there was fight between the demons and the demigods will drink the amrita, the nectar. Because by drinking nectarine, one becomes immortal. So here it is said, amrita amasana. As by drinking nectarine, one can become immortal. Similarly, by drinking the nectarine of devotion, one becomes immortal. Therefore, we have named the book Nectar in Antigone. You drink it and become immortal. That's all. Amritam asmite itabani malukesmin itabani malukesmin sunsang dharma parasmitaha bhakti yoga bhagavati tannama prasanadihi. So, dharma this religion, although it is very difficult to understand, it still, see, by the grace of Krishna, it has been made very simple and easy. Unfortunately, people have no faith. They do not believe. They think something, kamara, something speculative, something very difficult is the process of executing a religion. No. Jamana says that itabhaneva lokasmin pumsang dharma parasmita. The highest principle of religion is this. What is that? Bhakti yoga, bhagavati, bhakti yoga. One means just like some foolish people say bhakti yoga, I have got very much devotion to Goddess Kali, to Goddess Durga, so many devas. This is also bhakti. No, bhakti yoga means bhagavati. Love means love of God. Otherwise there is no love, only lust. Similarly, bhakti means when this word is bhakti yoga, that is only in relationship with the bhakta, devotee and Bhagavan. That is called bhakti yoga. Nama, harinama, not that any name. Harinama, harinama, any name can be applied to Krishna indirectly, but directly. We are concerned directly. Anukulyena Krishna Anukulyena. We have to cultivate Krishna, not indirectly. Indirectly, everything is worshipping Krishna. Because there is nothing but Krishna everywhere. Just like Kamsa. Kamsa, he was thinking of Krishna indirectly. As enemy, therefore that is not bhakti. Bhakti means Krishna consciousness favorably, directly. If somebody says, if everything is Bhagavan, why not worshipping the Goddess Kali and Durga becomes bhakti? No, that is not. There is distinctly stated, bhakti yoga bhagavati. Bhakti yoga bhagavati, and that bhakti yoga, how it begins, tannama ghanadihi, tannama. His name, his holy name, Grahan, Shanti. The method is very simple. Sannam Grahan, the Adivi. Adivi means beginning in chanting, there are other processes. Chanting, Sabanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Srivanam Achanam Vandanam, there are different processes. But the beginning is chanting and hearing. Karnamagraha. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Namasaya kari khapoha apano kaj. So this, our process, first of all, is the chanting process. 16 rounds. Whole process of bhakti yoga begins from that point. And the more you become experienced and more you relish the chanting, the more you become. Other things will automatically come and make you perfect. Tannama, therefore, you should be very much strict in the principle of following following the regulative principles and avoiding offenses and chant the mantra faithfully. That is the beginning of religion and that is the beginning of liberation. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu blesses that Ya Haite Sarva Siddhi Haiyata. If you chant the holy name of Krishna, in faith and according to rules and regulations. Even rules and regulations fail, but chanting may not be stopped. Even sometimes we fail, there is possibility of failing. Because we are conditioned and there is every chance of falling down. And so, despite you have fallen down, still you should go on chanting. This verse, Narada Muni is in his first time we were discussing the last meeting. Sattasadhanam charanamayam hare bhajanna pakkuta patishtatu yadi. One has taken to this Krishna consciousness cult and is chanting as far as possible, but there is possibility because one is not mature, there are so many attraction of maya may fall down. But Narada Muni says, still he is not in loss. It is so powerful. Still he is engaged. And one who does not take to Krishna consciousness, if he is following the principles of religious principles, everyone has got some religion, still, what does he get? He does not get anything. That is the Vadika Narada. A person who has taken to Krishna consciousness, giving up his all religious principles and occupations, even if he falls down on account of his immature position, he is much greater than the person who is sticking to his religious principle, so-called religious principle, but does not know what Krishna consciousness, he does not gain anything.
नामचारण महात्म हरेर पश्चत पुत्र का अजामी गोपी जी नैव मृत्यु पाता अमुच्यत.
So the evidence is that Ajamin, simply by chanting Narayana, he became saved from imminent danger, being arrested by the Yogis or death.
Itavata, ईतावतालो मगमिंत अनाय पुंसां संकीर्तन भगवतो गुणकर्मणां नाम विक्रस्य पुत्रं भगवान् जदमालु जदजामि लोपी नारायणेति मिजमान याय मुक्तिं.
इट इज डन. कंक्लूजन दैट
ईतावत अलम अभिन्न निरहरणाय पुंसा संकीर्तन भगवतो गुणकर्मणा
नाम नाम. Therefore, Yamaraj is recommending that by our fruitive activities, we are implicated in so many sinful reactions of life.
So, Sankirtanam Bhagavato Gunakarma.
Not only the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra is called Sankirtan of the holy name of the Lord, but here in this case, Gunakarma.
Sankirtanam Bhagavato Gunakarma Namna.
Not that when he reads Krishna, the book which is full of Krishna's activities, that is also Sankirtan. That is also Sankirtan. Sankirtan does not mean simply chanting the holy name of Krishna. Sankirtan means when you discuss Krishna's activities, that is also Sankirtan. That is not defined from Sankirtan. It is clearly stated here. There.
Bhagavato guna karma namana.
Nam means name. And guna means quality. And karma means activity. That is not ordinary karma. Just like when we read Krishna book, Krishna is killing so many demons, he's kidnapping and somebody, he's, so many things, it appears just like ordinary, I mean to say, malpractices in the material world. It appears like that. So what is this for? He is killing so many persons, he is kidnapping some women, and what is this for? They may say. But they do not know that is also transcendental. That is as pure
as chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Yes, sure. Otherwise, what interest you have got? To read Bhagavad Gita, it is in the battlefield. Senaya Rubhayam Madhe. Combination of two parties, soldiers, and they are fighting, they are killing. For those who are sahajiyas, they simply go to the pastimes of Lord Krishna with the gopis. Other things, that is not Krishna's question. That is not Krishna. That is, they differentiate the absolute activities of the absolute. That is called sahajiya. The sahajiyas will never read Bhagavad Gita. Will never be. Because they have been elevated to the mellows of conjugal love. Therefore, they have no interest in Bhagavad Gita. They say, or when you discuss a Srimad Bhagavatam on the philosophical point, Janmadrasya Jata, they also do not attend. If you discuss and the philosophy of Upanishad and Vedanta, they are not asking. I have seen it in Radha Kunda, sometimes in 1934, my Guru Maharaj was living, and he was discussing Upanishad. He was discussing Upanishad regularly. And the Babaji, there are many Babajis in Radha Kunda. First of all, they came that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur had come, such a learned scholar and the establisher of Gauriya Math. So, out of curiosity, they came, and when they saw that he was discussing Upanishad gradually, they stopped them. So, my Guru Maharaj recommended that these people are not living in the Radha Kunda. They are living in Narakunda. I have heard it personally. So, those the person distinguished, just like Bhishma. Bhishma is stated here as one of the authority Maharaj. But what did he do? He fought against Krishna and pierced his arrows. You know, we have written in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and Krishna becomes so much disturbed that, not disturbed, that is also another, he is pleased, he becomes pleased. Being pierced by the arrows of Bhishma, he becomes pleased that I have described in my country. So, being pleased, he came before me. He became before me as a charity. But not. He was so pleased that he wanted to break my promise. I have broken it. Please save Arjuna. That is my request. He promised that now tomorrow I shall fight in such a way that either Krishna has to break his promise or his most intimate friend, beloved friend Arjuna will be killed. So this person is determining to kill Krishna's friend, most intimate friend, and he is a Mahārāja. Let's try to understand. Bhishma is accepted here as Mahārāja, as authority. And what was his business? He wanted to kill Krishna and Arjuna. Let's try to understand. Therefore, we have to follow only the instruction of Mahājan, otherwise we will be there. Vaishnava is Yamudra, Tigyarabhuja. We cannot understand what are the activities of Krishna and his devotees. We have to simply follow their instruction, that's all. The Sahajiyas, they do not follow the instruction, they imitate only. Krishna has said last year, so why not? We also make that clear. It is very regular. So, Itabata, Itabatala, Maganeva, Paranaya Pungsan Sankirtan. If you actually want to become free from the contamination of this material world, then you should always be engaged in chanting Sankirtan, not only the holy name, but reading the Krishna book, the Nectar of Devotion, teachings of Lord Chaitanya. If you feel tired chanting, you read this book. Sometimes there is psychology, transfer. You are reading some book, you want to read another book. So you have got so many books. If you feel tired, this book, then you transfer your attention to another book, or another book, or chant. Find out, simply, not to waste a single moment. Kirtaniya sadhari, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sadha means always. We have got material for engaging ourselves always in Krishna consciousness. Not that we have got only this one item, no. We have got so many items. That is also accepted. Savanam kirtanam vishvasmanam padushevam. Akshanam bandhanam dasam sakkam asam. In whatever activity you are engaged. My Guru Maharaj condemned the Mukha Krishna again. Mantami Kishera Vaishna. Pratishtharatare Nijjane Radhare Tava Harinam Kevala Kuita. He says that in a corner, in a secluded place, your chanting is a cheating process, or cheat adoration. Why? Because he knows that those who are neophytes, they if they imitate the chanting, simply waste their time. Therefore, he should be engaged in other activities, because he has got the power in the present moment, karma. Karma means activity. This whole world is full of activity. Therefore, this karma should be changed into bhakti, in devotional service. One must be engaged in that. It appears that it's karma, but it's not karma, it is bhakti. Here also, just like Krishna is doing something, that is not karma, that is transcendental. Similarly, a devotee in Krishna consciousness for service of Krishna, if he is engaged, he looks superficially as karma, that is not karma, that is bhakti. The Sauryas, they do not mind. They think that we shall turn in a secluded place and chant, imitating Haridha. We have seen that an imitation is useless, they fall down. That they must be always engaged in some activity. Otherwise, he will attracted by the modes of ignorance and passion.
Itabatala maga nirha haranaya. Maga means the reaction of sinful activities. Everyone of us, anyone who is in this material world, is sinful. Without being sinful, nobody is in there, here in this material world. If he is not sinful, then he will immediately transfer. Jisam antaratam papam janam purna karma. Immediately transfer to the spiritual world. A person who has finished his criminal punishment, immediately he is released from the prison. Similarly, a person who is free from the resultant action of sinful activities, he immediately becomes liberated. Therefore, anyone who is in this material world engaging fruitive activities, not the devotees. So that is another mistake. The devotees are also here, but they are always in Vaikuntha, Brahma Bhuvaya Kalpa. So, anyway, the general process is, instead of, following the religious rituals for diminishing or getting out of the sinful reactions, one is recommended
to accept Bhakti Yoga, beginning with the chanting of the holy Deva Krishna. That is the conclusion.